This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's prime minister warned Tuesday his country is a few days away from a social explosion, calling on the international community to save a country in deep economic trouble. The World Bank has called Lebanon's financial crisis one of the worst depressions of modern history. Its currency has lost more than 90% of its value, and more than half of the population has been forced into poverty. Anger over fuel shortages has led to fights at petrol stations, and the prime minister appears to be warning of more unrest. Lebanese politicians have been unable to agree on a new government since last year's catastrophic Beirut port explosion. The European Union's foreign policy chief told Lebanon's leaders last month they were to blame for the political and economic crisis, and some could face sanctions if they continue to obstruct steps to form a new government and implement reform. The weather is getting worse in southern Florida Tuesday as Tropical Storm Elsa lashes the Florida Keys, prompting a hurricane watch for the state's upper Gulf Coast. The storm is causing new threats to the ramped-up rescue effort at the collapsed South Florida condo building. Rain is expected to soak the rubble of the Champlain Towers South, which collapsed June 24th, killing at least 28 people and leaving 117 people missing. The crews have worked through the rain, but must pause when lightning threatens, and a garage area in the rubble already filled with water on Monday, according to officials. Elsa's maximum sustained winds increased to 60 miles per hour, 95 kilometers per hour, early Tuesday, and a slow strengthening is forecast through Tuesday night, and Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall in Florida. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.